And fourth and final quarter, 8 minutes on the play clock here left here for the fourth period. It's 41-21. Panthers extending their lead that third period.
20 points now.
As Glacier Bears take the floor. And
Craig back to its starting five to start the fourth quarter.
Stewart's out, and Wing is in for the Glacier Bears.
Bound knocked away by Yates, goes out of bounds. Teams will get it back. Inbound on the near side, just in front of us.
Zanow gets it to Larson, and they get that ball.
Knocked out by Barlow, but they set it off Washington.
Wow.
So Craig will take it.
Break for the Panthers there.
As Yates gets ball, looking to set up the offense, dribbles in, finds Burnham on the far wing. Now McCluskey just inside the top of the key, ball's up and good. Bounces around. Two more for Kimber McCluskey.
43-21, and Zanow is going to bring it out of the backcourt for the Glacier Bears. She goes far side, a little bit of daylight, guarded closely by Yates. Trips with the ball, gets tied up. Yates is going to get in there and a jump ball called. And possession arrow favors the Panthers as Stegan is going to sub back into the game for the Glacier Bears. And Larson's going to come out for a breather.
So Yates will take the inbound, bring it up. As Aspen Hansen's on the bench, there's a breather, so Yates taking over ball handling duties. Finds Vaughn near the baseline. Vaughn, not sure whether to drive or pass. Ends up getting fouled by...
Foul's going to be on the Glacier Bears, number 23 wing. And it'll be Panthers ball underneath their basket.
Only a second team foul. McCluskey now inbounds to Burnham. Passes out across the key now to McCluskey behind the three-point line. Gives it up to Vaughn. Dribbles inside. Comes in for the nice layup, but ball bounces around. No
ball
good.
Short, out of bounds. It's going to be Glacier Bear ball. So good D to prevent the bucket on that play by the Glacier Bears as Zanow inbounds to Stegan. Stegan across half court, closely guarded by Barlow. Dish to Zanow, comes near side. Goes back up top to Wing. Wing goes inside to Gross. Gross gets the pass back, lays it up, no good. Loose ball rebound, Panthers, and a foul called on Haynes. That's going to be on
43.
Gross.
With Mary Bowling in now for Burnham. Burnham will sit down. In for the Panthers. Yates brings the ball up court. And dribbles right. All the way down inside. Now finds a quick pass to McCluskey. Puts the ball up. No good. Easy shot. She missed it. Ball gets recovered by Craig. Back out to Yates. Now McCluskey at the baseline. One dribble in. Shot up and good.
Nice take to the hoop by McCluskey.
16 points for McCluskey this game.
45-21 the score. Panthers up 6:22 remaining in the ball game as the Stegan Glacier Bears still working across half court. Closely guarded. She's going to shove.
Get called for the offensive foul.
And it is called on Stegan.
Pushing with the forearm against Barlow.
As kind of frustrating for Stegan as getting that ball up the court. Number 23... Wing's going to come out for a breather as number 31, Krager, comes in for the Glacier Bears.
Sets up the offense. Barlow coming out for the pass. Now cut back in. Yates looking to pass inside. Now she takes the dribble down to the free throw line. Turns back out. Now dribbles in toward the key again. Finds McCluskey driving in. Ball's up off the backboard. No good. Ball gets away.
Rebound.
Zanow.
Glacier Bear kicks it out to Gross. Gross to Larson. Cross half court. And she slows down and waits for the offense to catch up to Stegan from the free throw line. Shot is no good, just off to the right.
Vaughn pulls down the rebound to Yates, almost loses it, looks up ahead to Barlow, up ahead to everybody. This is a two-step off the backboard, no good, missed the easy layup. Followed by McCluskey, who gets the rebound and the putback, 2 points.
And a timeout is going to be called by Glacier Bear coach Brittenham with 5:27 remaining to play in the ballgame. 47-21, I believe, is the score. And they just changed it on the big board, though, so up to 22. I'm just not sure what that's about.
I don't know. I didn't see the change.
Me neither. And foul trouble. Nobody in any real foul trouble other than Yates on the Panthers side with four. You got, I believe it's Wing has three fouls.
But otherwise, Haynes committing really very few fouls.
Yeah, only 14 second fouls half. In the second half. One for the Panthers. Pretty clean game, as I think they've adjusted to the referee's calling.
All those fouls in the first half, yeah, yep. Sank in to the heads of the players on both sides. So with 5 minutes, 27 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, Craig, 47, Haynes, 22. Play will resume here in a minute. As on the floor for Craig is Vaughn, Yates, Burnham, Hansen, and Barlow.
And for the Glacier Bears, Steakins, Zanow, Coward, Krager, and Gross. Or kick that back. Swinton's back in to Larson. Larson gets the ball passed away. Swinton comes and picks it up, goes for the layup from the left side and finds it. Nice layup by Swinton.
Panthers bring the ball up. Again, Yates relieving Hansen. Hansen now playing down low in the key. So Yates looking to dribble. Left and right into the key. Well up. Shot up off the backboard. Found a seam. Ran right through it. So
good,
two
strong
more points for Yates.
Good strong take to the hoop. And here comes Larson across half court with the Glacier Bears. Reverses her dribble. Goes inside. She's got an opening. She goes to the hoop strong. Lays it up and off. Too strong off the glass.
Barlow chases it down. Head down court. She's got Burnham up ahead of her. But Burnham can't handle the pass. Runs out of bounds with it. Trying to get control. And Craig turns over the ball.
It'll be Glacier Bear ball. 4:39 remaining to play. Swinton inbounds to Zanow. Back to Swinton. Cross half court to Larson. Larson puts the ball on the floor. Gets a screen by Steegan. Goes right side. And then trapped on the far side. Hands it off to Zanow. Zanow looking for an outlet. Steegan comes and helps out. But there's Barlow. Scrap on the floor. Loose ball. Four girls on it. And jump ball called. Possession goes to the Glacier Bears. Substitution for the Glacier Bears. Number 32, Wilson in, and number 20, Larson out. As the Glacier Bears inbounds this ball to Zanow. Zanow over to...
Took an extra step.
Number 11 is Hamilton. Travels with the ball, is going to turn it over.
Just over 4 minutes remaining in the game. Yates brings the ball up court, across the half court, finds Burnham, long shot, 2-point, no good. Vaughn trying to crowd it in, loses a grip on the ball, goes out of bounds, so
yep.
Haynes will get the ball back with just under 4 minutes remaining. 49, Craig, Haynes, 24.
Glacier Bears, Swinton will bring this ball up the court. And a foul called.
On a shoulder and elbow, I guess.
On Swinton. And that's going to be Swinton's second.
That's on
Wilson. Sorry.
Yeah, Wilson.
First foul for Wilson. Ball blocked by Swinton. Steegans picks it up. Passes it off to Hamilton. Hamilton on the far side. Goes baseline, then loses a handle on it.
The Yates gets the ball, and she's fouled by Wilson.
Or Hamilton?
Excuse me, Hamilton, yes,
yep.
Thank you.
And that'll be Hamilton's first and the team's sixth.
Substitution, Barlow out for Craig, bowling in. 3 minutes, 33 seconds left in the fourth quarter. As Yates all by herself near the top of the key, now passes inside to Bowling. Bowling passes to Vaughn, takes a drive, one dribble drive in, no good.
Rebound, Glacier Bear Steegan comes down with it, kicked it way out to Swinton. Traffic catches up at half court. Swinton brings it across. Goes far side screen by Wilson. Goes baseline, 10-footer, no good off the side of the backboard.
Bowling fouled on the rebound by
Steegan, number 3.
That was 13. Nope, you're right, Steegan.
Okay, that's going to be her third foul, and the team's seventh, so we're puts the Craig in the bonus. So we're walking the court here to go down and shoot a 1-1.
The referees are huddling. Now apparently all meeting of the minds as to where we're at here.
So we'll get to see Mary Bowling from the free throw line for the first time in this game.
Shut up, sure. Good.
Rebound, Glacier Bear, Zanow pulls it down, brings it across half court, runs the sideline on the far side, kicks it out to Wilson's going to fire a three, short off the front of the rim. No good, bounces out of bounds off the Bears. It'll be Panther ball. Substitution into the game for the Glacier Bears. Number 23, Wing, and number 13, Zanow, comes down for a well-deserved break.
As teams will set up in their man-to-man defense, Yates again with the ball, top of the key. Now is met. Yates backs up, dribbles to the right, driving into the key, looking to pass, gets the ball
tied up,
knocked away, gets it back. Ball gets thrown at court. Bowling recovers. Back to Burnham. Burnham back across the 10-second line. Has Vaughn on her right. She dribbles in. Two dribbles. 1-2. Shot up. One-handed. Shot up. Good for Vaughn.
51-24. Panthers up with 2:25. Here comes Stegan across half court. Bounce pass inside. Intended for Hamilton. Foul called.
Hampton pushing it on the get the ball free.
That'll be the Panthers' second team foul of the half. Glacier Bears will inbound this under their basket. Steak and will do the honors to Wilson. Wilson's going to fire a 10-footer just long. Bounces out. Put back shot by Wilson, or Hamilton is no good.
Rebound Yates as transition back. Yates will lock the ball across half court. No defense on her right now. She could take the shot. Instead, she keeps the dribble. Now to Vaughn on the far side. Vaughn inside to Burnham. Burnham baseline. Now back out top of the key to Hanson. Loses the pass. Gets it back. Gets it to Yates. Yates ball selected. Bowling recovers. Back out to Yates. And to Burnham back beyond the three-point line. Hanson on the far wing. Hanson now inside to Bowling. Bowling turns, pivots. Ball shot up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Vaughn. Puts the shot up tied up backward. No good. Yates pulls the rebound down. Resets. 1 minute, 30 seconds left on the clock here in the fourth quarter as Yates dribbling near the top of the key, not close to the guard. Now Yates goes left, down to the free throw line, ball knocked away.
Nice read by Wing. Wing's going to go to the coast, and just at the end, Yates tips it away. Loose ball picked up by Wilson. Back to nice shot. That was by Wing. Fires a nice two-pointer. Makes it 26-51, Glacier Bears down with a minute left in the ball game here. Yates is going to walk it across half court.
Calling the play now. The dribble's to her left. Still well beyond the three-point line. Gets the ball knocked away. Hanson recovers, though. Hanson looking, finds a cutting Vaughn in the key. Nice shot up and in. Excellent vision by Aston Hanson there to find Dior Vaughn for the quick bucket.
And Stegan needs someone to pass the ball into. And timeout called by Coach Brittenham with 38 seconds remaining to play in the ballgame. 53-25 the score here. Panthers showing their stuff here with a nice motion and nice cutting there going on.
Yep.
It's a thing of beauty to see.
Yep, trying to be patient. Point guards trying to be patient with the ball to find the right play to get the ball in close to the basket.
And Wing with a nice bucket there for the Glacier Bears. You know, she doesn't appear to be overly aggressive, but when she shoots like that, you know she's got it.
Yep, that's right.
That was a great 10-footer, and she's just now finding her legs. We need another quarter or two here for this game. And it's going to be Glacier Bear ball as Stegan will inbounds looking for Wilson. Full court press on in the backcourt. That
knocked
ball
away by Yates who finds Burnham all by herself into the basket for a quick, easy bucket.
55-25. Stegan across half court for the Bears to Wilson. Wilson puts the ball on the floor, goes in down low to Hamilton. That ball goes out of bounds. And Bears are going to turn it right back over to the Panthers. So Bears having a hard time here, not helping themselves right now.
20 seconds remaining as Craig locks the ball up on their side of the court, as Hanson has the ball on the near side, calling the play, now dribbles to her right, gets past the defender, now pulls up, now back left, looking inside still.
And a foul called. This is going to be
against
on
Craig.
The Panthers.
on Burnham.
Kind of away from the ball, so I didn't really see it happen. And that'll turn the ball right back to the Glacier Bears here. So a break with 4 seconds remaining to play. Deegan inbounds to Hamilton. Hamilton across half court. Deegan's going to fire the buzzer beater, and it misses out of bounds. And that's going to do it for the girls' matchup here this evening. The Lady Panthers win 55-25 over the Haynes Glacier Bears.